The Maine legislature is considering a proposal that would undo yet another citizen initiative. This time, it's the increase in the state minimum wage. Mal Leary has our story.
The legislation would basically dismantle the citizen-passed legislation that increased the minimum wage over several years, maxing out at $12 an hour. The bill would actually reduce the minimum wage from the current $10 an hour to $9.50 in June and decrease the yearly increases to 50 cents an hour until an $11 an hour wage is reached in 2021. It would also eliminate the cost of living yearly adjustment that would start that same year. The legislation was endorsed by the LePage administration. Labor Commissioner John Butera called the existing wage law a burden on business and on seniors.
Those who get hit the most are the tens and thousands of Mainers who are on fixed incomes. That weekly trip to the market for essentials, bread, milk, eggs, that once cost $20, now it's $25.
Several business owners also testified in support of the legislation. Frederick Crow, the owner of several grocery stores in Washington and Hancock counties, says when other payroll cost increases are added to the minimum wage costs, he would likely have to close at least one of his stores.
Woodland store, which has 14 employees, it puts the store at a negative profit, and I would close that store. As of next year, if the minimum wage does go to 11, more than likely I'll probably have to close that store.
But other business owners who oppose the legislation say the minimum wage increases in the law are warranted and are not an impediment to economic growth. Rod Hiltz owns a cafe in Hollowell.
So we've increased our wages. We've also at that same time decreased our costs to our customers. So our prices have gone down. And to tell how terrible this world is, we actually are expanding our dang business.
The Maine Center for Economic Policy, a progressive advocacy group based in Augusta, also opposed the legislation, arguing that there is no research showing that the minimum wage increase has hurt Maine's economy, and that there are indications the economy is growing. James Myall is a policy analyst with the center.
More than 400,000 Mainers supported gradually increasing the minimum wage to $12 an hour because they recognized the need to pay a fair wage for a fair day's work, and because they knew how a strong economy protects families from poverty.
Several business groups testified against the proposed reduction in the current minimum wage, but in support of the provisions that slow future increases and that would allow employers to pay workers under 20 years of age at 80% of the adult minimum wage. And several individuals echoed concerns that the bill seeks to undo the will of the voters at referendum, a trend that has emerged in the legislature over the past few years. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.